Scarpelli, Jake Doherty, and we got a special guest, Josie Prince, who is our social media expert for episode two. But Jake, we got to follow up.
Your hot date at the fair. Let me tell you about my date. Went to the fair, hadn't been there since probably like eighth grade. Went to the fair.
Not the first date though.
No, this was like, I've been seeing this girl for about 2 months. I would say.
Which that was the consensus in episode one that Josie just confirmed.
What's that?
Horrible place for a first date.
Yes.
Very bad.
Thank you. So anyways, went to the fair, wasn't sure if I should buy a $20 wristband or just buy the tickets, ride a couple rides. So I went ahead and bought the $20 wristband. I was like, I'm going to go crazy, okay? She bought the wristband. She brought two of her friends. So it was perfect because every ride's like you got to double up. You know what I'm saying? Planned it out perfect, baby. And then, yeah, fair went great. Finished it off with the elephant ear. And then, you know, now she's my plus one for a wedding. So I'm going to keep everyone involved in my search for love.
There you go. So Josie, we can follow up on some of the questions that we had at the end of episode one about the fair. So food at the fair. Savory or sweet? What do you prefer?
Like when you think of the fair, do you think elephant ear funnel cake or do you think cheeseburger, hot dog, steak tips, chicken?
Definitely elephant ear.
Let's go. Yeah, that's everyone says that.
I mean, but we've had people. So like, I always help out at the beer tent there with the Elks. And we always have people that are like steak tips. That's the whole reason I come.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, they're solid. They're good, but I don't.
Not for me, man. Funnel cake or nothing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. What else? What was the other question? Oh, yeah. We got kind of ridiculous with the second question of what would you rather do?
Oh, that was nuts. Yeah. Like, would you rather, the would you rather was, would you rather ride on the Ferris wheel? Like, you just have to hold on, like, okay, no seat. Just hold on.
Okay.
Or being like the Demolition Derby in a golf cart and everyone else is in cars.
You got to go around 5 times. We'll do that. Or 10 times. 5 times. 5 times on the Ferris wheel. Or you got to survive 5 minutes.
And the Demolition Derby.
I would say Demolition Derby.
That's what I said.
That's what we said.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Because, like, there's a chance you could die or get seriously injured, but, I mean, you slip off that Ferris wheel.
You're done.
Yeah.
And then you have a carny laughing at you.
Yeah.
And that's terrible.
That's not how you want
terrible.
It to go. So, all right. So, we got everyone caught up on episode one.
Boom.
So, episode two, Jake and I were talking about the effects of social media just on everyday life. I mean, this isn't a new topic for anyone.
No.
Everyone's always talking about this, but specifically on relationships. And I posed the question, how many relationships do you think are destroyed solely because of garbage on social media? Like, not reality.
I can tell you from experience that I've had one. I had to delete all my social media because it was causing me so many problems. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was all like, why don't you post about me? Why are you following her? Why did you like this picture? And like, I was like mindlessly numbing through it. You know what I mean? Then like, whatever. But yeah, it's junk, man. It's junk.
It's a difference between like guys and girls with it, I think. But that's why we have our new expert.
Our social media expert.
Josie.
Yeah.
So Josie, what is your take on, what do you think of social media? Like, what do you think of like Instagram in particular?
I love Instagram. Like, I love Instagram. I think just because, like, you get to see what other people are doing. And, like, I don't use Facebook because, like, I don't even know how to work Facebook.
Yeah.
And so, like...
See, isn't that crazy, the generation gap? Like, see, and I'm like, I live on Facebook. I'm like, man, I love Facebook. But, sorry, go ahead. Didn't mean to cut you off.
But, like, I like that you can see, like, what other people are doing and stuff like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But... I definitely think that some people take it a little bit too serious with, like, the followers and the likes. And
it's crazy,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, like, an epiphany. Instagram in 2019 is what Facebook was in, like, 2005.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dude, I think Instagram is the root of all evil.
Oh man, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I hate it. That's
it's addicting. It's purposely made to be addicting.
Yeah.
But then it's like you just get wrapped up in so much garbage on there. And it's stuff like Jake was talking about, right? I mean, have you ever, I don't know if you don't have to get specific about anything, but have you ever experienced something like that where like you got really jealous of someone or a friend of yours did or something?
Yeah.
It probably happens like daily, doesn't
it? Yeah.
So one of my good friends, it was like, why'd he like her post? And I was like, I don't know. Like,
right?
He follows her. And so I think that gets a little much.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm listen, man. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying since I've deleted my social media, I have lived my best life. I stand by it. Stand by it. Because, whether you believe it or not, like, I've been there. I was like, man, why is my girlfriend following this guy? Like, you know, like, and it's like, what does it matter? It means nothing. It's like, it makes me just want to shower, dude. I feel gross.
Take a shower.
You know what I mean? Gosh.
Yeah. Well,
jeez.
That was kind of the... Well, actually, you had a good point before I get to this.
Yeah.
You had a good point on the value.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like if you were to put whatever value system, monetary, whatever, put a value on, like, what is a like on Instagram.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, that's what you were kind of talking about, too, is, like...
It's a double tap. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But, like,
why does it hold value? Why do we, why do we hold it to a value where it's, like, a like means something? Like you were saying, why'd he like her post? Like he put a piece of his heart and gave it to her and said... Yep.
I like your post.
when really it's just
It's really it's like 11 o'clock at night, about to go to bed. Yeah, okay, boom, boom. Okay, Like
Right? Are we wrong? Are we off base on this?
No, you're right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's tough, dude. And like the worst part for me was, did you ever go on the explore page?
Yeah.
Dude, 12:30 to like 2:30 AM, I would I'm just sitting there scrolling. I'm talking, I'm watching food videos. I'm watching like yacht videos, keyboard cat videos. I'm like, what? How did I get in this wormhole? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I got to wake up at 6 for a workout or something. And then it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I just spent 2.5 hours looking at a cat with a watermelon on his head playing keyboard.
Yeah.
And I'm like loving it. I'm like, dude.
That's the thing.
Check
like,
myself.
At the end of the day, what did you gain from any of that?
Nothing. Nothing except being tired the next day.
Yeah.
And then I do it again the next day. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
I don't like it. It's necessary for some things.
Yeah.
You know, the spread of information, something like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Are pretty good about. But, man, I just personally, and I really wonder, do you know of anyone, let's ask this, do you know, Josie, of anyone who social media has been like the driving force that ended their relationship, like a guy and a girl?
Yes.
Really? You don't gotta say names, but I mean, you can give some backstory here.
Well, one of my really good friends, and then another one of my good friends. It was so.
Was it the guy being jealous, or was it the girl being jealous?
It was.
Or was it just a both?
So there was both. So the girl, they like had been together for a long time, and she started to like look at the posts. He's like, so you can do this thing where you like slide over and you can see like what other people are doing on that. So like,
that's
it'll
scary.
Say like,
that's terrifying.
Like, it'll say like the username like this post like 9 minutes ago or something. So she saw like that he liked all these girls' posts like 10 minutes ago. She's like, whoa, like what are you doing? Because you don't just go to somebody's profile and like the post. Like you can't do that. That's weird.
Creepy.
What do you wait? Hold on. Time out. Give me 30 seconds. So you saying if you go to someone's profile and then you like a picture, that's weird versus just scrolling and liking it?
Yes. If you like look at somebody's profile, if you like search their name, you look at their profile and you like the pictures.
You're a creep. Are you saying like you're going back through their old pictures too?
Like, yeah.
No, but no, she's saying like most time you, correct me if I'm wrong, you're just scrolling through the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but she's saying if you type in username CheetosKid64 and then you go to their profile and it's like, oh, like, that's like.
That's weird.
That's weird.
And that's what he was doing,
that?
Right?
Well, I mean, you can
classic
see, like,
dude, man. That is a classic like guy move, too. Oh, no one will see this. My girlfriend will never know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hashtag big boobs. Yeah. How did she figure that out?
Yeah.
She. Yeah.
Oh my god. So yeah. Continue though. Yeah. Sorry.
So she was like, "Why are you doing this?" And he's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." She's like, "Look,
you denied it.
I have screenshots.
She screenshotted.
Yes, for sure.
She built.
Tell me that's not the most international, like, I messed up, dude. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What you talking about?
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So, and then.
What are you talking about, babe? I don't even have Instagram.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I would never do that. What? All right. Sorry. Sorry.
And then the one where the guy got jealous, I don't know, she posted a picture of herself and he's like, "You can't post that." And
oh,
like,
come on. Said, come on.
Yeah, she's like, "Watch me." And I totally encourage the watch me part. Like, she can post whatever she wants.
Yeah.
To
right?
some extent.
Like, I mean, if you're a beautiful lady, obviously has to be 18 because I'm not going to jail on this podcast. Yeah. But if you're a beautiful lady, why not let the people know? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Let them know because, you know, that's my take on it.
Yeah. Well, and
you're beautiful. Let them like know, maybe.
The insecurity aspect of that, though. That's really what all that is.
Yeah.
It's all insecurity.
If you're getting mad over social media, your relationship is toxic. Like, yeah, that's all.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. Write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth, the power right there.
But so I will say, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think, so since we are a male-driven podcast here, I think to stand up for my dudes, I think if you have a girlfriend who's like consistently posting pictures of herself by herself,
you should reevaluate that. Really.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Because then it's like, it's one thing if it's, but then it's like, what? Why do we put value on posting a picture? You know what I mean?
If she's
then
like acting like you don't exist. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
She's thriving off of the attention that she's getting from that versus you.
Yeah.
Which I think, I mean, that would be, unless you just don't pay attention to her at all, that would be pretty transparent because, like you said, at the end of the day, who does she call?
You know, yeah, who do you hang out with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you go to Applebee's with at the
who
end
you
of the
going,
day?
Yeah, who are you know? Going on dates with? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if she's flaky or something like that and she's doing that, yeah, I mean, you should be able to pick up on that if you know her at all. Like,
right.
You know, you should be able to pick up on she's...
Yeah.
Elsewhere.
No, I agree. Is there any? So I was curious about this. Besides Instagram, like Twitter or anything like that, do you mess with anything like that?
I
or
love
like
Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is Twitter more like a reading thing for you,
yeah,
like rather
you
than
like
posting?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I like because like you find out all this stuff from people, and you know, there's some funny tweets. That you
yeah.
Just, like, yeah, but I think Twitter, like, people aren't focused on retweets and likes on Twitter more. They're just like talking. Mm-hmm. And so I think Twitter, I like Twitter better than Instagram.
I have to say, I can't remember the last time I heard about like a couple breaking up because of a tweet.
Yeah,
something.
That doesn't happen.
Twitter seems to be, it is controversial. It's like, in my opinion, it's probably the most controversial content wise of all the social mm-hmm. media because of some of, I mean, with
yeah.
our president,
yeah, yeah.
You know, with some of the stuff that's tweeted. But as far as like relationships, I think it has probably the least amount of impact, and I could be wrong.
I don't know, man. I see I'm off the grid with that. But like, see, I got off Twitter because I could care less what people's opinions are about mm-hmm. a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I could see, I mean, you never know, like some DMs, some shady likes and retweet. You never know, dude.
Yeah.
It's a vicious world out there.
That's true.
I'm glad I'm out of it.
That's true. Yeah.
I got out. I'm,
and you'd have to monitor it all or
yeah.
not. I just don't care.
Yeah. That's true.
I just don't care. But I'm also with a girl who wouldn't do that. So I got
just
it.
On the we're on the quest for love and
yep.
on the man cave. Me
yep.
and you both.
Yep. Quest for love. What about you, Josie, on the quest for love?
No.
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 Sounds jaded right there.
No, dude, listen, if any piece of advice would be, I give this to any young person out there, given I'm young, but don't date anybody until you're happy by yourself. Can't be happy with somebody else unless you're happy by yourself. And you're in a pivotal year, like, you got to think, like, when you're young and you're going to college and you're doing all this stuff, or whatever, like you gotta experience some stuff so that when you do meet somebody, you got stories to tell.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's my two cents on it. But
are you just like over everyone that you go to high school with, or is that you're just not looking to do anything until?
No, I'm focused. I don't have time. You know?
That's right. Like, we don't got time. Talk to talk. We don't got time, baby.
Yeah. You're on a mission.
I am. Yeah.
Right. I'm excited, man. I'm still geeked up over my date. I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Great time.
So do you use Snapchat at all?
Yeah, love Snapchat.
So what's your top social media that you use?
I probably use Snapchat the most.
Yeah.
And then Twitter, then Instagram.
What do you think is the most controversial?
Oh, I would even say Snapchat.
That, okay, so they really saved you guys when they took off the best friends, like when you could see the best friends, saved you guys. But the Snapchat.
That's true. Yeah, it did, because I was a victim.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Like what the hearts mean and all that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
And I was saying that the only Snap relationship I have now is with my sister-in-law, because I see
dating yourself here.
Videos of my nephew. That's all.
Yeah. No, that's
I'm old.
That's true, though. Like, dude, Snapchat's dangerous because it could, you don't know. You know what I mean? You could just say, oh, they sent me whatever, and it could be, you know.
Well, it's a list of names that you can edit those names at any time.
Yeah. Like, why is Pizza Hut snapping you? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Pizza Hut's got Snapchat? What are you talking about?
And they're going directly at you.
Yeah, right? Why do you have a red heart with Pizza Hut? 10-day snap streak. What's going on here?
Dude, that'd be your brother,
Aaron. Oh, jeez, man. But, no, that is true, though. That's Snapchat is dangerous. But, I love me some Snapchat. There's some funny stuff, man. Some good stuff.
So if you had to, this would be like our would you rather type thing.
Okay.
If you could only have one social media for the rest of your life, what would it be, Josie? Go.
I'm going to have to say Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah.
But it's like how it is right now. It doesn't change nothing. Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it. For me? Dude, I'd say Snapchat, man. I would, man. I just, there's nothing better than... It's almost like you're creating like a little movie. You send someone a little movie. I mean, if you're, I like taking the videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that.
But yeah, I'd go Snapchat for me.
I'd say Snapchat because it's the hardest for someone to market to you. So it's the least annoying of all of them.
Yeah. Facebook's is too much for me. Yeah. Sometimes it's really funny, but sometimes it's like, meh. You know what I mean? Too much.
Well, we were saying
too much gripe on there.
The funniest thing about Facebook is how people will pour out like their heart and soul in a small dissertation on there, and it's like,
dude, why are you telling
people this?
Yeah. But it's hilarious.
Because I would feel like I'm a pretty private person, and so, like, I would never. I mean, some of these people are putting crazy stuff on there, like family drama and all that. I'm like, oof.
Save that for the Finsta, I'd say.
The Finsta.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't even get into that. Wait, what is a Finsta?
Yeah.
It's your fake Instagram. So it's like you've got your main and then you've got your private with just your friends.
All right, so
let me get this straight. You have a real Instagram and then you have a fake Instagram?
It's not fake. It's still you, but it's like your funny Instagram. Yeah.
And this is like everyone's got them?
No, not everybody.
So
what do you post on it?
Like you post like...
Stuff that you'd be too scared to be.
Stuff that's not worthy for your main. So, like, just funny pictures and, yeah.
Like, so do you think people realize that even though it's a fake Instagram, that even though they put it out there, that anyone can see it?
I think that smart people realize that. Yeah. Because there's some people that are, I'm like, oh, okay, this is still the internet. But, like. Yeah. Yeah, I think most people.
That blows my mind. There's a Finstagram.
A baseball kid who you're gonna know exactly who this is when I say what the account name was, because he followed me and then this account followed me like 5 minutes later, and it's like scoots.fake it was something which I was like, and it's his picture, so I was like, that's you, buddy. Like, I know exactly who you are. Anything you put on there now, I'm going to be, as your coach, be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. The fake Instagram is.
Dude, fake Instagram, come on.
I'm mad
at my dudes out there that have. Yeah. Anybody, if you're a guy and you got a fake Instagram, come on.
Do you know
how many
guys that have it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it mainly guys or is it girls?
Girls have them too. So. It's not like where you go to like be shady. it's like, it's just fun. Like, you just...
I've heard of some shady ones.
There's some shady ones, yeah. And I think that maybe guys are a little shadier on their fake Instagrams, but the girls I know that have them, they're not that shady. So.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. See, I would be nervous around people who, like, if I had a guy friend who had a fake Instagram, I'd be nervous around him because then I'm like, whatever I do and they take a picture, they're going to post this. Yeah. And then I don't have anything. And then it's like, oh, I saw this. And it's like, because like, I'm terrified. One day when I go to a job interview, they're going to be like, why is this picture, you know, tell me about this. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, ah.
Yeah.
But,
have you, like, so if you had a boyfriend, would you keep your fake Instagram away from him?
No.
Do you have friends that do that?
Wow, that's see, I hate the fact that we're even talking about
I think the fake Instagram is fascinating because it's like you're already taking this just, in my opinion, pile of garbage and somehow you're getting garbagier.
Is that even a word? Garbagier?
It is now.
Dude, that's crazy.
I mean, it's like garbage within the garbage. You're talking about Inception.
That is fake Instagram is Inception.
Yeah,
Leonardo DiCaprio is on
in Instagram in the back room. Yeah,
jeez,
planting a seed. But so you do know people that like keep it away.
I just know one person.
Do they post like shady stuff on there?
I mean, they'll complain about their boyfriend on there. Yeah.
See.
That's dirty.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's.
But then you get in the real question of is like, why are you even in the relationship then?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's a time bomb.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone's been there. They've been in a situation they don't want to be in, but they're stuck for a long time. So.
Mm. Yeah. So last question, and we'll wrap up. What? Because I don't think we've actually straight up asked this. Josie, what do you think, positive or negative, the impact of, like, all social media is on like, people your age, give or take a couple years, older, younger, on, like, relationships and stuff like that?
Ooh.
I think it's negative.
Overall?
Boom! You heard it here first, baby! Man cave breaking news. Our social media expert. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's negative because, you know, there's things like that you're bringing into your relationship that they don't need to be brought into your relationship, but they're being brought into your relationship because of the social media, and you could avoid it all if you just didn't care about it.
Yeah.
And too many people care.
Are you saying like things you don't want them to know about that you've done? Or are you saying like things that don't matter aren't really even
they
real?
Don't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the moral. Yeah. Today's lesson, fellas. Social media is bad for your relationship. Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. All right. That's gonna be it for episode 2 of The Man Cave. Josie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Our social media expert.
Our social media expert.
All right. Bing, bang, boom.
Boom. Now, lunchtime.